from the U.S., Mike Pence's Prey on It plan to combat Indiana HIV outbreak resurfaces after Trump taps VP to lead coronavirus response, by Jeffrey Martin. After being tapped by President Donald Trump Wednesday to lead the U.S. response to the threat of coronavirus, Vice President Mike Pence's handling of an HIV outbreak while he was governor of Indiana made its way onto social media. Pence's slow response to the quick spread of HIV in Scott County, Indiana, in 2015 led to the infection of over 200 people. When the idea of a needle exchange to slow the infection rate of the illness was presented to Pence, he responded by saying, "I'm going to go home and pray on it." Even when Pence signed legislation for a temporary needle exchange program to be set up in the county 2 months after the HIV outbreak had been detected, he told reporters at a March 2015 news conference, "I will tell you, I do not support needle exchange as anti-drug policy, but this is a public health emergency." Trump introduced Pence in this new role as being very good on health care. When Mike was governor of Indiana, they've established a great health care. They have a great system there, a system that a lot of the other states have really looked to change their systems. He's really very expert at the field, Trump added. But Pence's appointment drew criticism from many observers, including Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who called Trump's decision disgusting. "Trump's plan for the coronavirus so far," Sanders tweeted, "cut winter heating assistance for the poor, have Vice President Pence, who wanted to pray away HIV epidemic, oversee the response, let ex-pharma lobbyist Alex Azar refuse to guarantee affordable vaccines to all. Disgusting."